We're in Simin Lamed Beis, Seif Tes Zayin, in the Bir Halacha, Divrei Amaschil V'Acher Kach Nifsak. We had said that when a Negia, when a Nekev happens after Ksiva, so then it's going to be kosher. Ayin Beis Yosef. Ayin B'derech HaChayim, B'Hilchus Kriyas HaTorah, Din Chav Zayin, Shekosav Shom, where he writes, the Afla Tiritz Rishon Shela Beis Yosef, that even according to the first teretz of the Beis Yosef, what, again, the question of the Beis Yosef was that how can the Gemara say that if a tinaik is machshir, the vav that has a hefsik in the middle by way of a nekev, it's still going to be kosher, aye, it's not mukav gvil. So on that, the Beis Yosef gave two teretz. And the first teretz is that only a negia is a psul, but not a nekev. That's teretz number one. And teretz number two is that, no, a nekev is a psul, but it's only a psul la'acher ksiva. Those are the two terutzim of the Beis Yosef to explain the Gemara. So again, so even according, the Derech HaChaim says that even according to the first teretz of the Beis Yosef, poisel cheser in hekev gvil al yedei nekev, v'rak l'chumra choshesh ha-mechaber l'tiritz ha-sheni. The Derech HaChaim says that even according to the first teretz of the Beis Yosef, the psul of hekev gvil will apply to a nekev, v'rak l'chumra choshesh ha-mechaber l'tiritz ha-sheni, and the mechaber is only choshesh for the second teretz, that it's la'acher ksiva, that it's talking about la'acher ksiva, that's only l'chumra. U'muchach sham l'dvarv, d'loy mechalek ha-mechaber b'nikev mikoydem l'nikev acher ksiva, rakim yesh al kalponim hekev gvil l'nekev she'etzel ha'ois. According to the Derech HaChaim, that he holds, that the Mechaber holds, that there's no difference between Nikev Mikoidem Ksiva and Nikev La'achar Ksiva, as long as there's Hakofas Gvil, in other words, there's Gvil after the Nekev. The HaNekev Ein Mevatel Hakofas Gvil Shesvivoi, because the Nekev is not Mevatel the Hakofas Gvil that's around the hole. V'nimtza Sheyesh Hakof Gvil Al Kolponim, comes out that it is the ice is mukav gvil, because there's gvil around the nekev. Aval im hanekev magia meis la'ois, but in a case where the nekev reaches to the next ice, shesamuch loy, pasul b'chol gavni, that's going to be a psul. Dezeh choshev kenegias ice la'ois, because there you don't have hakafas gvil beyond the nekev, because there's a letter there. So what comes out? Comes out that it's like a negia. And according to the first teretz, that he holds that way, lahachmir also. And that's why the mechaber passels afilum la'achar shenechtav nikev. Even if the nekev happened afterwards, the mechaber said that the Yerushalmi holds that when there's a nekev on the inside, it's going to be puzzle. Why? Because from the fact that the entire halal is now gone, have a kenegias ois lois, because that's like a negia, ayin sham. This is what the Derech HaChaim, this is how he understands the sugya. Kol ze lefi daitai, that's all according to the Derech HaChaim. Aval apri megodim, the Derech HaChaim, aval apri megodim, b'mishpat zayzov, sifkot nches, daitai, the ikar dina da mechaber, hurak koidim shenichtav. He holds that the Mechaber Be'etzem only holds that it's before Ksiva, but after Ksiva wouldn't be a problem. But we saw that the Derech HaChaim holds not that way. Uplia nisgava al divrei Derech HaChaim. L'maisa it's a pella. Imkein, lama kosav, according to him, why does the Mechaber say, oi im regel hachof pshutai k'yotzeba magia l'seif haklaf, b'li hekef klaf mitchilosai, it's going to be posel. Afilu im haklaf shesomach lois nechtach achar kach, Tzarech liyos pasul l'didei. According to the Derech HaChaim, even if the klaf got cut away later, it should also be a psul. The Shema Halacha k'tiritz rishon, because maybe the halacha is like the first teretz that a negia is a problem, and this is going to be like a negia. And there's no problem, and there's no nafkamina if it happened before ksiva or after ksiva. V'rak b'nekev mekelina, and only by nekev we mekel mishum diyeshal kol parama kofes gvil samach l'nekev sheitzel ha'ois, because the nekev has mukav gvil. Masha'en kein b'zeh, but over here shenechtav chlegamri, where the klaf is now gone, it should be pasul even if it happened l'acher ksiva. And you see that the mechaber says not like that. Elavada, what do you see from here? Da beisyezev soiver dim nasa negev lacher ksiva kosher b'kol gavni. It's not like the Derech HaChayim. Ukatiritz HaSheni, and like the second teretz of the Beis Yosef, Deloiba Inan Oz Mukav Gvil, that La'achar Ksiva, one does not need HaKofas Gvil. V'oid nirali be'emes the Kol Shekein, l'fi tiritz rishin shel HaBeis Yosef, and it seems to me further, aside for this previous way that he does away with the sheet of the Derech HaChayim, it seems to me further, he says, the kol shekein lefi tiritz arishain shel beis Yosef, that kal v'chaymer, according to the first teretz of the beis Yosef, ain't a paisel hekev gvil al yedei nekev. There's no psul of hakofes gvil al yedei nekev at all. Ki hinei beis Yosef haitzi din zeh shekasa b'shulchan aruch. Where did he get this halacha from in shulchan aruch of the chaf going to the end of the klaf? De huk shaloi heichi machshirinan benifzak shum ois al yedei nekev. Because he had a kasha that how are we machshir any ice that has a nifsak, that has a hefsik, because of a nekev? Hamrinan kol oishay mugav gvil lo me'arbe ruchay seh psula. I always said that if there's no akofas gvil, it should be posel. V'tirit, so on that the Beis Yosef answered, the loy hamrinan, that we don't say that a ice without akofas gvil is posel. Rak b'shahaya yidei negiyas ice lois. That's only when it's because there was a negiyah. Avaloy al yidei nekev, but not if it, the case is that there was a hole, inami, another teretz is, the loy paslinan machmas mukav gvil, rak im be'eis haksiva loy oisem mukavis, mashenken kishenechtav bekashris. So those are the two teretz in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, hetek poiladina teretz hasheni. And over here, which teretz does the Beis Yosef bring? The second teretz, that la'achar ksiva, it's not a problem. It's mefurish in the mechaber over here. V'hine lefi divrei ha'derech ha'chayim anal she'yotz alidem ha'dover ha'chodosh. According to this Derech HaChayim, who wants to say a new zach, the afla tiritz rishon bein in hakofas gvil, by a hole, ach lohachi kosher al yedei nekev mishum diyesh gvil me'ever le'nekev, but over here we're going to be machshir, even though there's a hole, b'shas ksiva, because you have hakofas gvil beyond the nekev, samach lo'ez she'etzlai, v'zeh choshev mukach gvil, t'mihani, this is a pliat zuma, dim kain, according to that Derech HaChayim, im haregel hachof magia l'soif b'li hekev klaf, if the chof comes to the end of the klaf, pasal afilo the tiritz rishon l'dvarav, v'zeh einoi k'demuchach b'beis Yosef, the tshuvas haral bach, the pasal b'zeh loy asya rak at tiritz hasheni, because the maral bach only goes according to the second tiritz, v'afilo im tiritza lidchayik b'beis Yosef de l'kulei alma kosher l'din, kosher, Dilakule alma kosev dina der albach, achen midarke moisha orach mucha behedya, the tiritz rishon kosher beze. Aye, but you see lehedya in the darke moisha orach, that it's going to be kosher according to the first teretz, that a hole is not a problem and only a negia is a problem. Achakach matzos is a different, this is the derech achayim, he says, is very, very shver. Achakach matzosi beze Hashem yisbarach. Afterwards, I found that the Levush Esrod argues on the Neidah Yehuda. What does that have to do with anything? So he says, Teretz is because Neidah Yehuda holds like the Derech HaChayim. So in Mela, he was very happy to find that the Levush Esrod argues on the Neidah Yehuda because the Bir Alocha, as we just saw, argues on the Derech HaChayim. So you have the Bir Alocha and the Levush Esrod against the Neidah Yehuda and the Derech HaChayim. Gamma prima godem mishvitzay sov kosev lehedya didel tiritz harishon shel beis Yosef loy beinon hekev gvil benekev, that according to the first teretz of the Beis Yosef you don't need a kofes gvil benekev, vafilu emitchilas haksiva haya regel achof beli hekev klaf kosher, and even if mishas ksiva the regel hachof had no hakofes klaf, it's going to be kosher vim kain memela lefizeh afilu emanekev magia me ois la oisha samuchloi kosher lididon kishinashse acher aksiva. That's the That's what the Bir Halacha brings from the Prima Godin. That since a hole is not a problem of Hakafas Kvil, so Mela, now a case of the Chaf going to the end of the Klaf, even if it happened Mishas Ksiva, it's not going to be a Psul. V'af shakolze boru be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, even though the Bir Halacha says, I'm convinced that I'm right, mikol mokim tzarachiyan lemaisa, but nevertheless, this requires further study. Because Lamais the Bir Halacha is afraid to go against the Derech HaChaim and the Neid B'Yehuda. But if you could find another kula to throw in there with me, the Bir Halacha, and the Levush HaSrod, for instance, Kagan Sha'ais Godel Yaisim Yishir, like the Ois is larger than the Shir, like we saw in the last Bir Halacha. V'nekev Nasa B'Soifai Ba'ofen Sha'afilu Em Yenakem Mokem HaNekev the Shir Da'akovas Gvil, and the Nekev is touching the end of the letter, like the end of Chaf, let's say, is long enough, longer than necessary. So even if you take off a little bit of the Chaf and some Hakafas Gvil, Gam Kain Yishar Shir Arai La'ayse Ha'ayse, Yesh L'tzad L'hakol L'tzarif L'tzadas Aradach, Shehuva B'simen Zeh B'magen Avram, Sivkot and Gimel. So then, L'chayra, we could add in the Radach as a Kula, which we mentioned in the last Bir Halacha, as well as in Sifkot and Gimel. Ki afilu l'das ha-derech ha-chaim v'anayit b'Yehuda anal, einenu rak sveik ad-dina, because at the end of the day, also as we mentioned in the last Bir Halacha, according to the derech ha-chaim and anayit b'Yehuda, sach ha-kol, it's a suffix, the shema halacha k'teretz rishon. The yoyzer toy, so memela, he says, he's afraid be'etzem to go against anayit b'Yehuda and the derech ha-chaim, but if you have another kula to toss in there, so then he would paskin like himself in the Levush HaSrod. The Yoyser Toiv and Yachal Ligrar Ma'at Me'ayvi Akav, the best thing to do is not to rely on any kulas, and just to scrape away a little bit of the letter, Me'ayvi Akav Shala Ois, V'yeh Mukav Gvil, and then you'll have a Kofas Gvil, and that'll be good according to everybody. Because there's nobody who would say that that doesn't help. And even by Tefillin HaMezuzah, where there's a din of Kesidron, so Mimela, that would be the best Eitzah, to scrape away a little bit, and then you'll have it kosher, L'kulei Alma.